show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video. Flight 101 for Technorama now boarding over there in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama for December 1st, 2010. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I am agreeable.
Agreeable. Yeah. What are you agreeing with?
You on everything, not.
Hey, I like that. Let's keep going.
Okay.
How was your turkey day?
It was good.
Family, friends, lots of downloads.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. You got it. I even took a little bit of an internet vacation.
You did?
Yeah, you know, I got on here and there, but I just wasn't, you know, I tweeted and very little and mess with Facebook very little. So it was kind of nice. I needed a little break because the holidays are coming and, you know, as far as Christmas goes, and this whole month is going to be full of stuff. So I just had to take a break a little bit.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Hey, coming up in this episode of Technorama, we've got Darth Vader remains homeless. What do you wear with your TARDIS dress? The TARDIS dress from last week, and a time machine drive that's compatible with Windows and Mac.
Mama always said Technorama was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Get away from me, you geek!
This is Richie Kohler from Deep Sea Detectives, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
All right, before we get too far into this, I want to mention that Technorama is a team sport, and we have the entire team with us every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern. You can be part of that team and join us in the chat room for the live broadcast, which usually has a few things in that may or may not get edited out before we air the podcast on Wednesdays. So even though you hear that the top
emphasis on maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. time depending with the labor involved and the whether we can outsource this to India or Malaysia or someplace.
Yeah.
But we wanted to mention that we've got a live chat and a live stream and everybody's happy and the party's going on and you're missing it. We have me and you in the chat room. We have AD Don't Call Me Shirley, Ben Vaughn, Claudio Mr. Magoo, Captain Rootbeer on a Plane, Deb Drupp, Gru, J. Smith 1017 and a half, Nightstar, The Giant, Tim Squad, and ZML 2008. And if I could change mine, if you could change your handle tonight, what would it be? You know the theme.
I would put Naked Step K.
TMI. Actually, you know, there, buddy.
Yeah, by the way, the theme is when we're recording this, we just found out that Leslie Nielsen had passed away.
Yeah, he was 84 years old. So sad news for all the comedic people. Feel like going and watching The Naked Gun or Police Squad or something.
Airplane. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing with him.
You know? He'll always be remembered with a smile. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's the way I want people to remember me if it weren't for this show.
Now, we'll be smiling because finally he's out of here. I'm kidding.
Who, me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, Chuck, I don't want you to go anywhere.
You're pretty harsh.
No, I don't want you to go anywhere. That's only a joke.
All right. As we turn from the chat room to the birthday count.
Speaking of editing it out, we'll take that out. Awkward silence.
As we turn to the birthday calendar, we also have one of those for all of our famous listeners. One of our people in there, Claudio Mr. Magoo, has a birthday coming up. Oh, it's today, December 1st. Happy birthday, Claudio. Bob Pankratz on the 3rd, even though he's not on the wiki. I snuck him in there because I know his birthday. Ha ha. out of order a little bit, December 2nd is Ben Frixell from the Mac Mania podcast. There we go.
Yep.
And on December 6th, we have Super Moon Man. If it's your birthday this week and you didn't happen to make it on there. Super Moon Man sounds like something we talked about in the last show about Clark Kent and Superman. And
no, that's the guy who keeps driving by the house, you know.
With his pants down on the window?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, here, I said something about a moon, and Harrison's like, what is that? I was like, well.
he didn't know what a moon was?
Well.
Shoot the moon?
Yeah, he didn't know exactly what I was referring to. Let's put it that way.
Harrison, don't ever moon the neighbors.
No.
Don't moon anybody, as a matter of fact. That's what your crazy uncle's for. That's my job.
Hey, by
job.
The way, speaking of Harrison, I'm going to tell you, I'll share something with you real quick.
Yes, sir.
We, today, or this last Sunday, we went geocaching, right?
Yes.
And one of the things we were going to do while we were geocaching was to drop off our last order of popcorn that we had from the Scouts.
Oh, so, my goodness. That was like 2 months ago.
Well, we, you know, there's a delay in getting the popcorn back.
Okay.
You know, we just recently got it.
Gotcha.
So, Yeah, it's fine. But so I had the last bag in the car that had to go deliver to somebody's address, who somebody I don't know, you know, other than family. And so I go to look for it, and I put it in the GPS. I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of the street. It says you reach your destination. I'm looking around like, what is this? Well, turns out the guy gave me his work address. He didn't give me I was like, why would you do that? I came to your house.
Nice.
You know? So I was kidding with Harrison, so we can find two geocaches, but we can't find this guy's house.
So you leave it there in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll see it.
We left it at the address.
When we finally called him, and I was like, I said, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused by this address. And turns out they're one of the houses we visited near my parents. I was like, well, I thought that was the house we sold popcorn to, but that wasn't the address I had here. So, you know, it's like, what would you put work address? I'm coming back here, you know. I will.
Okay. Thanks for that helpful hint. Don't ever use your work address if you're ordering something, unless you expect
it to be delivered. The next time the Scouts come to your house and order popcorn, give them your home address.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should. Next time, I'll probably mark them on Google Maps.
All right. If it's your birthday and you didn't make it on the birthday calendar, go to chuckchat.com/wiki and put your name there. And if it is your birthday and you're not on there, happy birthday to you anyway. We wish you all the best. Now, can we start with on this day?
Wait, I got another story.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Here we go.
On this day in geek history for December 1st, 2010, Ford Motor Company introduces the first boot assembly line.
It was also on this date in 1981 that the AIDS virus is officially recognized. Hey, I recognize you.
In 1990, Channel Tunnel section started from the United Kingdom and France 8 meters beneath the sea bed.
How much is a meter? Is a meter bigger or smaller if it ends with R-E or E-R? Happy birthday goes out on this day to Tadeusz Hayek, the Czech physician and astronomer born in 1525.
In 1580, Nicolas Claude Frappe de Puck. I'm saying it right. The French
Finally, this birthday is also noted in 1792 to Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. Wasn't that a movie? The Big Lobachevsky? No, wait. He was the Russian mathematician.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way it was on this date for December 1st, 2010. Now we must do the news, Mr. Lobachevsky.
No, in Russia, the news does you.
Good news, nobodies.
Oh, by the way, Nikolai Ivanovich is affectionately known as the Dude.
The Dude Lobachevsky. I'm the Dude. All right, first news story up. Apparently, I think we noted that Christie's was trying to auction off one of the original Darth Vader costumes, presumably from the Empire series. Auctioneers overestimated the power of the dark side. An original Darth Vader costume from Star Wars movie did not sell in the auction Thursday when no bidder offered to pay the reserve price. They didn't say what the reserve price was, but the outfit, which consisted of a jet black helmet, mask armor, was expected to sell for between 160,000 and 230,000 pounds, or roughly 250,000 to 365,000 U.S. dollars. The reserve price is confidential, but generally is just under the minimum expected price. Christie said bidding stopped at 150,000 pounds. Oh, man.
But see, they failed to note why that didn't go out, and the reason is because it smelled like bacon and burnt leather.
Yeah, nice.
What am I buying this?
Ew.
What's that smell? Is this the costume? Actually, you know what's funny? There's nobody in the costume that we're looking at the picture of. So it looks a little like he's kind of dead in there, just kind of hanging out. You know?
How do you know? How do you know?
It's like Weekend at Bernie's with Darth Vader.
He's been dead for a while.
Weekend at Vader's.
Nice.
Yeah, right. They have. Hey, the two guys haul him around the Death Star pretending he's...
Our second news story came in just moments before this show was produced. The Spanish woman claims ownership of the sun. She says she's going to start charging for the use. This is from io9.com. For 4.6 billion years, the sun has provided free energy, light, and warmth to the Earth, and no one ever realized what a huge money-making opportunity is going to waste. Well, at long last, the sun is finally under new ownership. What, are you going to put a sign under there? Now under new ownership.
Put it in the ground and... You just burn up.
Angeles Duran, a woman from the Spanish region of Galicia, is the new proud owner of the sun. Ah, that's a hot commodity.
It's a bright idea.
She says she got the idea in September when she read about an American man registering his ownership of the moon and most of the planets in the solar system. In other words, all the celestial bodies that don't actually do anything for us. Duran, on the other hand, snapped up the solar system's powerhouse, and all it cost was a trip down to the local notary public to register her claim. She says that she has every right to do this within international law, which only forbids countries from claiming planets or stars, not individuals. There was no snag, she says. I backed my claim legally. I am not stupid. I know the law. I did it, but anyone else could have done it. It just simply occurred to me first.
Yeah, but we're talking about not international, like intersolar. What? That doesn't make any sense.
And one of our listeners pointed out that one of the sources for this was The Onion, but I found two other sources, including the Daily Mail in the UK had the same article.
Actually, it probably all came from Onion as the source.
Well, maybe it did. If that's the case, kudos to them.
I'm getting hurdy brain just trying to grasp the legality of now. Make it stop.
We also had another listener, I think on Facebook, said, "I'm claiming Andromeda."
Mm.
That's a whole bunch of more stars.
I want to claim Betelgeuse.
Just don't say it three times and we're good. You got it? All right.
I want to claim Beetlejuice. Oh, wait.
Then let's move on to the Hacks and Strange Stories. Got to get the shoe image up there. All right, we're a little off on the timing tonight. That's what happens when my daughter's not on duty on the camera stuff. Kind of stinks sometimes.
Speaking of stinking.
Nice. This one's from AD Dude. He says, remember last week we covered the TARDIS dress? Well,
yeah.
What do you wear with your TARDIS dress? Why, it's TARDIS socks, of course.
You know, wait a minute. TARDIS socks just doesn't sound right to begin with.
TARDIS socks. It almost sounds like a protocol stack that you need for your time machine.
Yeah, Tartar Socks. It's the IP. Use right. IP to connect to the Tartar Socks.
This comes from the Daily What, or the Daily WH.AT. They have a pattern and everything. Are they big?
Yeah.
And someone's wondering, of course, are they bigger on the inside than on the outside?
Yeah. That's funny.
How do you knit that?
Well, I obviously don't have any
You know what would be really funny is if, like, Matt Smith was wearing these in the next season. Real subtly. I mean, they just went by really fast, and you go, oh, my gosh, there they are.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That would be awesome.
I have to go seek someone out to make these for me. You know, my mother-in-law's coming in town shortly.
You know somebody who makes Tartar Socks? I mean, do you know somebody who knits socks? I don't know anybody who knits.
I do know somebody, but I'm hesitant to ask. Well, I might do it. It's Command Line's wife. She does a lot of, making dresses and stuff, patterns. She know how to do that kind of
thing. My mother-in-law does. She makes scarves and blankets and things. I don't know if she's ever made any socks and mittens and things, though.
Much less TARDIS socks.
All right. I sense the challenge has been thrown down. One of us has to find somebody who can make these.
Yeah. I'll show up on the podcast. I'll have one. I'll show one foot in the camera, then swap it and show the other foot and look like I have a whole pair.
Now show both feet at the same time, Craig.
Yeah.
Nah, it wouldn't work. All right. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with the Media Corner. How's that sound for a plan?
Sure. A plan to me.
Where we will talk about, you know, it helps when you turn the volume up on this thing.
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
The DeLorean hard drive and going way back into the comic storage again. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by Other Podcasts. Other Podcasts, when you just don't have the time to make up the material yourself. Be sure to listen to lots of other podcasts today.
Hi there, this is Tom Smith, the world's fastest filker. And now, back to Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the Media Corner.
First up, we have a DeLorean hard drive. Somebody has taken a model DeLorean and put a half a terabyte drive in here? It's not the cheapest thing, obviously, because of the enclosure.
I mean, from this website, you can actually buy it. It's a product. But yeah, and you know, I was a little confused because it said the DeLorean from the second movie, but I was like, well, it's got the time machine strapped on the hood.
Oh, but it's still got the white walls, though. The big fat white walls are the key that it's from the second movie.
Yes, I'm all confused.
What do you mean it's got the time machine strapped on the hood? Was that third movie?
Yeah, that's the one where they went in the Old West.
They had to put it on the hood? I thought that was second movie also.
Oh, come on. You're losing geek points just
right,
speaking. Stop.
amalgam. It's not canon.
It's not canon because Doc Brown went back into the Old West. He was actually in the sky when he went, and went back. Okay, time. Well, he put it in the mining tunnel.
Right, right.
The wheels, of course, had been there so long that the rubber has gone away. They had to take those off. But they had to make the time machine, the time circuits on the dash.
Why didn't the ones on the dash work?
The time circuits were burned up because the lightning hit the car.
Okay, that's what it was. I was trying to remember why. Yeah. What? Okay.
So burn up the time circuit. So he actually made it all except for a few things that they had to piece together that would have been in the 1950s. So anyway,
I want to read this ad. Introducing the Flash Rods 1-18 scale DeLorean stainless steel hard drive car. After 4 years of engineering, it's finally out and worth the wait. This car is highly detailed with the opening hood and gull wing doors. It's modeled after the Back to the Future time machine with 50-style moon discs and, of course, Mr. Fusion reactor. The integrated Seagate 500-gig hard drive and high-speed connectivity make this one of the coolest hard drive cars we've ever made. Can you see some kid coming up? Hey, daddy, vroom, vroom, and just unplugs your hard drive.
No, wait. No.
So I think
it's just modeled after. So it's got like elements from all the things. So
what happens if you use this time machine with your Mac time machine?
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe you could go backwards and forwards.
You can. Well,
you can see the photographer's reflection in the moon hubcaps.
Okay. Yeah, you can see the flash, can't you?
Yep.
Well, anyway, I will say this. It's a cool looking model.
That is neat.
It is nice. Very nice.
1/18 scale.
Would you buy one?
With all our hard drive cars, this drive is not visible and not made a noticeable appearance change in the interior of the car. It comes with a high-speed 6-foot USB cable. Must be.
You know, this is cool, but I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's awesome. And I saw at Walmart today they had 1.5 terabyte drives for $70. So
I picked up I'll show you on the webcam. I picked up a 1 terabyte little My Passport deal, Western Digital.
Mm-hmm. Let
me bring up the camera here. For $70. You know, dinky little thing. I just can't get over how cheap and small and the capacity of these things these days.
I know. Well, you know, I was mentioning the other day about my backup plan. My backup plan for my photos. I was thinking about doing it online, but I think I renegotiated myself out of that. What I'm going to do is I got a hard drive here, but I may just go get a couple of those drives like you're talking about and mm-hmm. rotate backups and then take one of my parents.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Take one of, yeah. And so, you know, if something happened, I could even take it to work, you know, for all that matters, but take it to my parents' house and just stick it over there. So, something happens to the house, I got a backup over there, you know, that kind of thing. So I looked at using Amazon, but I got 200 gigs worth of photos.
You know, wow.
That's a lot of raw photos, too. I mean, it's not just JPEG. So
well, how much would they charge for that?
Way too much. It would be like, what, 40-something a month.
Ouch.
25. I kept to look at the calculator again, but it was prohibitive. I was like, you know. Yeah, and you can use services like Backblaze or something like that where they charge you, was it $5 a month for unlimited storage?
Okay.
But I don't know. That's not so bad. But I don't know. Might just be worth it just to swap hard drives out in my parents' house.
For $80 for a terabyte and a half, heck yeah.
Yeah, you know. And I like this idea because as my storage needs grow, you know, I just end up buying another drive later on and make a copy on there instead.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, if I have to restore, well, I think it was it Backblaze? One of them, they'll actually give you an external drive with all your stuff on it if you need it.
It's incredible. Something's mm-hmm. got to change, though. I mean, magnetic storage can only go so small.
Small and time-wise, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wears out, so.
So I suspect a new storage media coming along soon, and then we can buy Star Wars on DVD again. Oh, wait, yeah, that was last week's discussion.
Wait, I'll take all my photos and plant them in my head, and then I'll have double memories.
Hey, did you upgrade to iLife 11 yet?
I have not.
Okay. Do you have a lot of your pictures in iPhoto?
I don't have a lot. I have some, yeah.
How many?
I don't know. I really need to take a look. Because whenever I'd export something out to put on Flickr and stuff, I would take some, you know, those are like the cream of the crop. And
I'd put
those in there too. So I'd show them on my iPad and stuff. So I don't know, probably 10 gig, if that. I don't know.
I've got about 42,000 pictures out there on iPhoto.
Oh,
and when I did the update, not all the thumbnails in every event came across. For example, the air show in July, mm-hmm. I've got about 400 pictures in one event. And as I'm scrolling through, about halfway through, all of a sudden the thumbnails go away. Now, the pictures are still there. I can go to full-size pictures and zip through them that way. But I can't mm-hmm. look at all the little images. Well, I took one of them and I exported it and saved it because I was going to use it in a presentation. And then, poof, the thumbnail's up there. I said, well, geez, I hope I don't have to export everything to get the thumbnail back. So I'm hoping, I'm going to call Apple. I'm hoping there's like some magic, do this, do that, and it'll regenerate all the thumbnails again.
Well, maybe there was if you just let it sit, was it rebuilding the thumbnails?
Nope, I let it sit for like 3 days. There was not long enough. No negligible hard drive activity to say I'm working on something.
Yeah, it's probably there. You know what? There's probably like a little command line thing, and
that's
then
what I'm thinking. Yep. So anyway,
you have to re-import them all.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. We're supposed to be going into the media corner at this point, and you had found a wonderful old comic book site, The Golden Age of Science Fiction. But this is part two. What happened to part one?
No, this is part two. I know. I went looking for part one. I don't know.
Oh.
But anyway, that's aside from that, this is talking about it's all these old pulp science fiction stories. Actually, it's more like they're going through different issues and they're talking about all the different stories. I was looking at these going, maybe there's a PDF somewhere. You know, I would actually love to download these on the iPad or something and just start reading some.
Love the cover art on these things. Planet Stories, yeah. Strange Adventures on Other Worlds, the Universe of Future Centuries.
Yeah, the dynamic, the new dynamic STF magazine, fiction that thrills.
Marvel Science Stories, now November, 25 cents. Wow, that was a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at Captain Future. It's 15 cents.
Temptress of the Time Flow. Huh? Hey, she's pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, there's this one guy, I think is at the very bottom. One of the guys got credit, Jess Nivens. He's a librarian, a pulp fiction historian. And there's a link to his blog. However, I wasn't really sure if this is a blog thing, and it had his write-up. And it was like a link to a GeoCities site, and GeoCities is no more.
GeoCities.
Well, it doesn't even exist anymore.
There's one here, Super Science Stories, the Book of Science Fiction. Did you see this one? With the guy like holding, it says the black sun rises, and there's rockets.
Yeah.
Look for that one. Do you see the authors down the side? A Novel of Strange Worlds by Henry Kuttner, The Silence by Ray Bradbury, and Cartmel Wellman, many others.
Wow.
Ray Bradbury is listed on this thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's written all kinds of stuff. So it didn't actually surprise me. But see, I'm like, I'd love to be able to read some of these. I'm sure I can find them somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, if you've read, you know what? If you've read, talking to the listener, if you read some good science pulp stuff like this, send a link. I'd be interested to find some of it.
Spring 1951, 10 fantasy, tyrant and slave girl on planet Venus.
I like the guy's using the whip. He's got a green cape.
He's got the whip around the other guy's neck.
Yeah. Hey, I've read, I don't think I quite finished it. I need to go back and do that. I was reading John Carter of Mars because I read that they were making a movie about it. So I was like, okay, I'll go read it. And it's just amazing, just like Jules Verne or something like that, how old the stuff is. However, how visionaries they must have been, these people. Because they were talking about the going to Mars and just the things that they saw. Of course, the different colored races on Mars. I don't know if they'd be that distinct. But anyway, but it's just cool, some of the vision. I'm thinking, wow, these people thought about this like in the 1800s, you know?
That is pretty amazing when you think about what Jules Verne and the people like that, H.G. Wells, were writing about way back then.
I know. It's just like, it is amazing. So, anyway.
I mean, some of it's far-fetched, but some of it's actually pretty well foresighted.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know? It's like, it's just amazing to see how much, I guess in my mind, I'm thinking 1800s, people were still carrying guns and riding horses. Not thinking about subs that go all the way down to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, even in the future, they're carrying guns. Oh, wait, no, it's in the past, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
And laser swords.
Which brings us to The Family Guy's Return of the Jedi trailer. Now, how many of these are there already?
This will be the third, just like the original trilogy.
Okay.
So, have you seen the first two?
I have not seen the first two.
Oh, they're actually really good.
I think I saw part of one, but I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, well, I bought each one. I'll probably go buy this one just to keep with the series. But the first one came with a T-shirt, and what else did it come? Oh, it had a nice little fold-out DVD cover and the whole works. And the last one that came out, there was a lunchbox. It would look like a Star Wars lunchbox, but it had all the Family Guy characters, like their, you know, in their poses. So I'm curious to see what this one's going to be like. But no, these are great. If you haven't seen them, check them out. I'm sure you can see them somewhere for free, or maybe Hulu. I don't know, but you can definitely. They're not expensive, but they're really good.
They're calling this one "It's a Trap."
Can you guess why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can guess why?
Yeah, because.
This is the Return of the Jedi.
Right. If you buy it, it's a trap.
Yeah. Look, I spent my money on crap.
Yep. That's it.
I don't know. It's fun to watch. And plus, I think the two episodes I got, which is common practice, I think, for a lot of movies, that you get a digital copy, so you can copyright to your iPhone.
Yeah, that's what
iPhone,
I saw in the trailer. It says, you know, available on, what is it, DVD and digital download. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, someone's finally starting to get it.
Yeah, what happened was I pulled it up. I put it in the computer and it came up and it took me to iTunes and I was able to basically just download it, you know, full version. So,
way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, you want to hear something funny? Are we about ready to wrap it up?
Well, we got one more story.
Well, let me throw this out here.
Yeah.
You know, the other day, I meant to mention this on the other podcast. I mentioned that Harrison and I were delivering the popcorn, right?
Yeah.
And for the scouts. So we go to this one guy's house, and Harrison gives him the popcorn, and he goes, "You've got popcorn." Well, the guy laughed, and he looked at us and said, "How do you know what that is?" And I was like, trying to figure out what he was referring to. And he was asking, "How does he know about the You Got Mail?" I was like, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison, he said, yeah, I don't know where I heard it from. I just know. I think at first he thought, hey, I was like, where'd you hear that from? Oh, who told you that?
It's just become that much of an icon.
Guess so.
You've got popcorn.
Yeah.
It's not like, spam.
The guy said, you're not old enough to know what AOL is.
It's still around.
Like, well, I was like, I think it's still around.
It's
but,
still around.
Not in full force like it was before. But
oh,
still.
Heavens no. Yeah. All right. Last up, we have in the Geek Library, we have who's tougher, Vader or Voldemort? All right. This is pretty cool. Over at, what is it, nerdbastards.com, there is a chart. And it starts out, preferred title, Lord and Lord. Okay, that's a tie. And then there's check marks on each side. Childhood name, Annie? Or Tom? Well, Tom's a tougher name, so he wins.
Yes.
Why their faces messed up. Vader has lava burns. That wins over some kind of magic crap like Horcruxes.
Yeah. The
clothing. Well, Voldemort's got some sheets, but Vader's got a badass helmet, breathing apparatus, cape, and a box with cool lights on it.
Sweet.
Number of whiny children. Vader's got two. Voldemort's got zero, so he wins on that one. There's a tie between the minions that they have trouble with. Apparently, Vader has trouble with Ewoks, and Voldemort has problem with school children. I like this
wait
next
minute.
One.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. oh, I'm sorry. Their minions have trouble with. I got you. Okay. Go ahead.
Can they wear sunglasses? Well, Vader has no need because they're kind of built into that helmet. And as far as Voldemort, they'll probably just slip off anyway.
That's right. I'll do this one. The typical evil deed. Darth Vader is blowing up Alderaan. Typical, but... and Voldemort has killing Robert Patterson.
Pattinson.
Excuse me, Pattinson. So that gets a check in my box.
This one's a tie between their sweet kill move. Vader's got his force choke, and Voldemort's got Avada Kedavra. So they're both pretty cool.
Yeah. Total number of movies, Vader only has 6, and Voldemort has, 8.
But it took longer to make the Vader movies.
This is true.
Is there good still in him? Vader, yes. Voldemort, no. Ding to Voldemort.
And to wrap it up, finally defeated by Vader is a powerful Sith Lord and Voldemort, a teenage boy's wand. So Vader gets that one.
Point Vader. And the winner is
Voldemort. There you go.
By a nose. Oh, wait.
Hey, what's funny, neither of them have noses, really. Get burned off. Anyway, my nose. Oh, boy.
All right, that takes us to the end of the show. Thank goodness for this time.
Yes, thank goodness for the end of the show.
Yeah, we look forward to it every week. I don't know about you. I'm ready to get out of here.
Let's do it.
Thanks for joining us. This is the end of the show. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you giving us your time. That is one of the most valuable things you can give us. Aside from that, if you have less valuable things like money, you can always visit the tip jar or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to see that there. You can also get in touch with us on the listener line at 206-222-2428. That's 206-222-CHAT. We'd love to hear from you. Then we'll play it on our network show with all the listener feedback with the email and whatnot.
Please.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. You can also leave your comments.
Send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
I haven't used that button in a long time.
Thanks, sis.
Yeah, thanks. Visit the website, chuckchat.com. Go to the Technorama page, and there is a contact us link for all other ways to contact us. Facebook, Twitter, you know all that good stuff. We'd love to hear from you. And many, many thanks. I know I mentioned this before, the tip jar. Thank you to all the people who are continually donating. You can do that monthly micropayment, just a couple of bucks every month. Keeps this show going. Bandwidth, hosting, it's amazing. You guys are rocking. Without you, we probably would have folded up this lemonade stand a long time ago. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It is a lemonade stand still, isn't it? It used to be a lemonade stand, then we renovated it.
Lemonade stand with digital juice. Yeah.
Special thanks to Mad Mar for providing all the great blog content. Also thanks to Ustream, who keeps our modest live stream going on Sunday nights. We thank them for also archiving so you can see the recorded show later. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with a whole bunch of great podcasts over at farpointmedia.com. If you can't find something there, you're not looking hard enough. If you're getting the show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered to you for free. If you need help with that, wow, it's 2010, but we're still here to help if you need it. Let us
know. Not for much longer.
Yeah, not for much longer. That'll be 2011, probably by the time some of you hear this. Until next time, we appreciate it if you would tell a friend about Technorama. It really works, and you can give them a binary high five.
101, everybody.
Where my humans at? Ah, who cares? It is on!